Hey guys, and welcome back to my podcast. Welcome to the first episode of 2023. I actually can't believe I'm recording this right now. I literally feel like it has been like so many months since I recorded my last episode. So I wanted to kind of relaunch my podcast now that it is January 26th today. And I've been in a complete, like so many things, especially the past month has been like crazy, like in so many ways, which I'm gonna like open a little bit and like talk about it now when like things kind of like sorted out finally yesterday. But I was meaning to post on like December, like started recording new episodes, but honestly guys, like I've been in a complete creative block with my podcast. I feel like since there are so many platforms these days that I want to focus on, and like so many people are trying to focus on so many platforms at once, it can become kind of like exhausting, and you kind of become into like content block, like you don't really know, like it doesn't flow naturally. And that's why I took some time off from my podcast, because I feel like it wasn't flowing naturally. Like usually before, I've always like really looked forward to like recording podcasts, and like I've been super excited to like talk to you guys and like educate you, but now I've been just in a complete content block, so I wanted to just like take some time off and like rethink where I want to take this whole podcast, like what kind of content do I want to produce, what are the things that I want to talk about. I'm still always going to talk about e-commerce and everything, but just like I was just kind of rethinking my whole like business and concept and everything. And also I've been extremely busy with client work, like that's something that I've been just like focusing on mostly like the past like couple of months. But now we're back. I actually made a promise to myself that this year I'm gonna get back on, like since starting from January, I'm gonna get back to like recording weekly episodes as before. So I wanted to take the leap today. And the reason why I also, like, I was meaning to record my first episode on like the first week of January, but there's been so many things going on, like not really on my business, like business is going well, everything, but like mostly things going on in my personal life. Like as most of you know who follow me on like TikTok and on Instagram, I'm not really active on Instagram anymore. I'm posting to TikTok daily, so that's where I'm like mostly active now. But I've been obviously spending time in Miami like almost the whole last year, and something happened. Like I came back end of November, and then I couldn't go. I was like meaning to go back earlier, but I couldn't go back because something happened with my visa, and like I'm not gonna go too much into detail, but like basically I couldn't go back for a month because like there was no way how I could go back because I didn't have a visa. I didn't have this, like for Europeans it's a little bit different on like how we can like travel to States. But basically good news, I had my visa interview yesterday and it got approved, so I'm gonna get my visa in like a week or like max 2 weeks. So beginning of February I'm able to fly back to Miami, which I'm like so happy. I've been through like an emotional roller coaster the past month. Like so many things has happened. Like I feel like my whole sense of security has been like kind of shaken, because like I feel like my home, you know, is in Miami, and like when you know that you can't go there and like you can't access the life that you have there anymore, it's kind of like it really, you know, shocks you. And maybe some of you can understand who have like traveled a lot, or you are you have lived in different countries, or you have friends in different countries. I also have my boyfriend in the US, so that's something that also like we had to like flew to Mexico to meet with each other like beginning of January, and just like so many things. Like I just like miss my life there, so I'm so happy that like I got my visa now and I can go back really soon. So I've been just like, there's been things going on in my personal life which has been like really stressing me out, and I feel like if things in my personal life, like my emotional well-being and those kind of things, are not in order, I can't thrive in other areas of my life. It's kind of like in psychology, like it's the Maslow's hierarchy or something, where there's like, I think there's like three layers of things, and the bottom layer is like your basic needs, like food, water, like sleep, like emotional safety, all that. And like if the bottom thing is not in order, all the other layers are going to struggle. So like business, your relationships, health, like all those other things are going to then get like shaken up too. So that's kind of how I've been feeling. But now, like yesterday was probably like one of the happiest days in my entire life when the interview like went through, like the visa interview. I was so happy, and I'm still so happy. And I feel like my like stress levels on my body has just now kind of like I feel normal again, because I've been like so stressed the past month. And it's so funny, I was actually talking about this with my friends and with my parents. Like when you like when something like this would happen to my friend, like let's say my friend would be like super stressed out or like something like something like this would go on in their personal life, like I would just be like, you're like, don't let the fear take control over your life, like still focus on like other areas in your life, like it's just fear, like you're creating this whole story kind of like in your head, like don't let the anxiety like, you know, take over your body and like control your life. And that's how, like, I feel like in reality, like, yeah, the situation was really stressful and it was like kind of bad, like how everything just happened like out of the blue and I wasn't prepared and like, you like all those things like happened, but I feel like in reality, like I wasn't still like, I wasn't going to die or like it wasn't like, like at the end of the day, like, you know, I still had my like health and my business, you know, my friends, my parents. But in the moment when something super stressful like that happens, like it's really hard to calm yourself down. I don't know why it's always easier to, same when it comes to like giving positive feedback, like why is it always so easy to like, it's really easy to see positive aspects and like good things about your friends and your partner and all these things and like give compliments to them. But then when we look at ourselves, like it's so hard to be our biggest like cheerleader sometimes and be like, oh, you're doing good enough, like you're doing all you can, like things are gonna be fine. Like it's so hard sometimes to like convince those things to yourself. And that's why like one of my friends, like she once told me, like you have to talk to yourself, like just think of yourself as your best friend, or like think of yourself as like a separate person. Like if I think of myself as like Sarah, like myself would be like another person, like my friend. Like why would I want to be mean to Sarah? Like why would I want to say mean things to her, or like, you know, that kind of things. So I feel like, I don't know, like it's easy to, sometimes it's hard to like calm yourself down. Like that's what I realized, and it's hard because, and also one other thing I actually wrote when I was writing down my goals for 2023, like one of the things that I wrote down is like, don't like, just realize how much your ego is controlling, like for some people it's obviously more, for some people it's less, but like we all have ego and our ego is constantly trying to like, you know, talk like shit into our lives that is not literally going to happen. So I was just saying like most anxiety and like most scenarios that I picture in my head are literally never ever going to happen. And that's something that I realized the past month, because I was like stressing, I was like, oh, I'm not gonna get the visa, it's never going to get approved, I'm never going to be able to go back to US anymore, and I was like, those were the kind of things that I had, even though I have no external proof like that that's going to happen, because I've never applied for a visa before, so nothing bad has ever happened to me. But I was like researching so many things, and I've heard stories where people got their visas denied, and then I was like, oh, but now this is going to happen to me too, like what if this is going to happen to me too. Like I was creating these stories in my head that like, I there's literally no proof that these are ever going to happen, like ever. So it's so funny, yeah, but like if this situation happened to my friend, I would literally be like, what are you talking about, like that's never going to happen, like you're always going to get the visa, like you haven't done anything wrong, like everything's going to go well. But when it happens to ourselves, like, it's so hard to, like, convince ourselves otherwise, kind of. So anyways, that's just, like, small life update. Everything's fine now. Like, I feel incredible. The stress, the stressful month in my life is over now, hopefully, at least for a while. Obviously, stress is part of our life, and, like, it's up to us, like, how we deal with these kind of situations, which is something that I kind of learned, like, that life still needs to go on, and, like, I shouldn't let things like this affects the other areas of my life. Because I feel like I was really like, I lost a ton of weight, for example, like I couldn't really eat, I couldn't really go to gym because I was so like under stress. So just realizing like it's all like an illusion, like this whole fear, like it's just an illusion, and it's up to you like what kind of meaning you give to a situation like when it happens. So anyways, but that's that. I'm so happy to be back, and like I'm trying my best now to get back on track with my podcast and start recording weekly episodes. I was brainstorming, so like I have so many good incredible ideas that I want to discuss. And like without further ado, just going to today's topic, which is 5 like passive income businesses that I would start, that I'm already actually doing, but like I would start if I were you and you don't have an existing online business, and you want to, maybe you're working full time right now, but like your goal for this year is to start your own business. Like I would pick one of these options. These are my personal favorites that I would personally like start. So starting with number one, I'm going to start with, these are kind of obvious, but I would definitely start dropshipping just because, like, all of you have been, who have been, like, my long-time listeners, you know, like, why I love dropshipping. And one of the biggest reasons is that you don't really need to have any money to start it. Like, you don't need to buy inventory. You can just order a couple of samples and start testing, you know, those. You can use platforms like Zentrop, you know, Alibaba, AliExpress to dropship those products. And it's just incredible because you don't, you can start with organic marketing. You don't need to... actually, funny enough, this amazing girl, she joined my course, like, she joined my e-commerce course, I think, like, a few weeks ago or something, and I had a call with her, and she said that, like, she hired this agency to launch a store for her, like, she hired, like, a dropshipping agency to launch a product for her, and, like, it didn't go well, and, like, the agency charged a lot of money for her, and, like, they launched a bad product, like, they launched a seasonal product, which was, like, really bad, because they launched it way too late, like, they launched it, like, it was a Christmas type kind of product, but they launched it way too late, like, they should have launched, like, way more earlier, like, in 2022, so it was too late. They use so much money for ads, which is not necessary. You should always test your product organically at first. There were just so many things, like, and I felt really bad for her because, like, she never launched a product by herself, so she didn't know whether this agency was doing a good job or not. But then she joined my course, and now she's completely, like, redoing her story. She found another product, like, a week, 2 weeks ago, so she's launching that now. Super excited for her, but that's, like, the great thing about, like, dropshipping, especially when you're doing it right, and you know, even if you have budget, like, that's obviously great if you do have budget, because then you can invest more into your business, and you can, like, you know, start testing ads, you can, like, invest into better branding, even, like, UGC creators, like, film content for your brand, your social media, and, you know, like, ads and all that. But even if you don't, like, that's still not a problem. Like, I feel like everyone has kind of, like, equal chances when it comes to starting dropshipping, because it's all about finding a great, you know, trending product, which is honestly pretty easy to find these days, in my opinion. Like, I constantly, almost, like, in my daily life, I stumble across, like, incredible products that I would, like, I would personally sell on TikTok, because I use TikTok a lot, and even on Instagram, Pinterest. There's so many platforms where you can find incredible products these days. So, dropshipping is something I would look into. And then the next one, which I haven't really talked about, is UGC. So, user-generated content and, like, content creation. And the great thing about UGC is that you don't need to be, like, an influencer. You don't need to have a following anywhere in order to do this. You just build a UGC portfolio for yourself. So, basically, what this means is that, obviously, all the businesses these days, product-based businesses, service-based businesses, everyone is trying to get into TikTok. And a lot of the brands are really struggling to, you know, grow on TikTok because, first of all, a lot of the marketing teams in a lot of the companies are, like, you know, a little bit older people. Like, they're not, like, Gen Zs a lot of times. So, you know, older generations who are not kind of, like, following the pop culture, following, you know, trends on TikTok and all that, they're really struggling to kind of understand, like, what's the thing about TikTok and, like, what kind of content performs well, how to film the videos, what things to talk about, what people are interested in seeing and all that. So you can just tell, like, a lot of the brands are really struggling to, like, post content there. And they just don't get how to, like, how the whole platform works. So, UGC is something where you can sell, let's say there is a beauty brand, like an e-commerce brand, who is selling some type of skincare products, or they're selling whatever they're selling. You can reach out to these brands and ask, hey, or do you need UGC content? Do you need content for your ads? Do you need content to use in your social media? Do you need product review videos? Do you need testimonials or unboxing videos? Like, it could be, or, like, before and after videos, how-to videos. There's so many different types of videos that you can film for these brands. So you can build out your UGC portfolio, and you can literally do this with already existing products that you have at home. If you have a perfume, if you have some kind of hairstyling tool, you can just film TikToks with these products that you don't even have to post. You can just, like, screen record the TikTok and, like, build out your portfolio that way. If you note this, like, you have to be good at, you know, filming content, and you can obviously learn, but this is good for all of those who already have, like, film content, you know how to talk to camera, or you know how to kind of structure TikToks. This is an incredible, incredible, incredible opportunity right now. And a lot of brands, there's a huge need for UGC creators, because it's still, even though a lot of people are talking about it these days, there's still so much demand for it, because a lot of people are lazy, and they're just not, like, not jumping out into, you know, this opportunity. So that's something I would definitely do. I'm probably going to make more, or I'm not sure, but I'll probably talk about this more, like, if you're listening to it or not, and you want to hear more, or, like, you want to hear more, like, how I personally done this, and any tips that you would want to hear, just DM me on my Instagram, or leave a comment to one of my TikToks and say that, like, you would want to hear more in-depth podcast tutorials about this, and I'm happy to make more, like, in-detail episode about this. But that's the second one. And then number three is info products. So, meaning, like, you could offer, if you have a knowledge that you want to monetize, like, even if you have a degree at something, like, this literally could be anything. Even if you know how to do, like, sewing, for example, or you know how to cook, or you know how to, you're really good at styling hair, you can just sell info products. Like, you can do, you know, coaching calls, ebooks, masterclasses, you can do courses, you can sell online courses on, like, in each topic that you have knowledge in. For example, for me, I've done e-commerce since, you know, 2019. This is something that I have really, you know, wide knowledge in. I know how to do Amazon FBA. I know how to do dropshipping. I know how to do print on demand. So, and there's people asking me to teach these things. So it wouldn't, why I wouldn't build a business out of it. And that's why, you know, I have my clients, I have my online coaching programs, because there's a clear need, you know, out there, and there's a clear audience of, you know, young women who wants to learn how to do this from home and how to build their online businesses with the e-commerce. So obviously I'm gonna jump on this opportunity if I see that, you know, there's a niche out there and there's a demand out there for this. So that's something you can see. What are your skill sets? What are some things that you're really good at? What are you passionate about? What do you want to learn more of? What are you qualified in? Like, if there's any, like, specific things that you're qualified in, like, just make a business out of that. Teach that skill to others, because if you're interested in that, I guarantee there are so many other people. There's thousands of people out there who would be willing to pay money in order to, you know, learn that skill set from someone who has done it before, or who's really good at it. So that's third one. And then next one, which I always talked about a lot, is Amazon FBA. One of my favorite ones still to this day. Launching your own product to Amazon, such an incredible passive income business model. You don't need to be tied into a specific location. You can launch your product from literally no matter where you live. You can launch your product to Germany, to UK, to US, Canada, Mexico. Like, you can decide which marketplace you want to sell your products in. And yes, it requires patience and it requires work at the beginning, but once you have the business model set up, you have your products on Amazon, and once you start gaining visibility to your listing, it's going to be really automated from there. Obviously there's some maintenance that, you know, any business requires. Like, you can't just, like, sit down and, like, do and, like, not do anything. Like, there are still things that you have to do in order to, like, maintain and scale the business. But once you have your products your products in the warehouse, and, you know, you start mastering your PPC skills and your SEO skills, that, like, you know how to start getting traffic into your listing, you know, it's gonna be fairly easy, like, to scale it from there. I feel like the hardest thing about Amazon is honestly, like, starting, like, the product research phase, finding a really good product, like, launching the product. Like, those are, like, the hardest things, in my opinion. Like, the first 3 months are always the hardest ones, because you're learning so many things, and especially if it's your first time, like, everything's kind of new, and, like, you know, there's so many things that you're constantly learning. So, but that's still, like, my, like, fourth one on this list, and my, like, top favorite ones that I would personally do if I were to start out. And then the last one is print on demand. So print on demand, POD, and I actually made an episode about this. I think my last episode is actually about print on demand, which is, like, super in-depth. It's actually, like, a step-by-step tutorial, which I would listen if you haven't listened to that yet. That episode actually got pretty, it got quite a many streams. So if you guys want me to talk about more about print on demand, I'm happy to do more, like, in depth and, like, step-by-step tutorials if you guys want to hear more about that and learn more about it. But print on demand is essentially similar to dropshipping, and you can use platforms like Printify or Printful, which basically are websites which have tons of different warehouses around the world, and you can sell products like yoga mats, hats, sunglasses, like notebooks, journals, hoodies, t-shirts, yoga pants, like you can literally sell almost anything, and you can offer a custom print, so you can like you can offer anything that the customer wants. Maybe they want their own name into their shirt, maybe they want to offer merch, or maybe you want to sell merch, or you know, there's so many different options that you can do. Or you can sell custom print yoga mats, like everyone can design their own custom yoga mat, and you can Printify or Printful, whatever platform you will decide to use, they will ship that, they will make that product for you and ship that product from their warehouse. So you don't, this is great as well, because you don't need to purchase inventory, first of all, and you don't need to store your inventory, because they're going to handle everything for you. They will do the shipping, they will literally do everything. You just need to launch these products into your website and obviously raise the selling price. Like you can see when you go to printify.com, for example, you can see the cost per unit for like each product, and then you just need to like triple that price, like the retail price for your store then, so you can make profits. But print on demand is incredible as well. You don't need to have tons of budget to start this. It's great for beginners. And there's these companies have huge catalogs. Like they have thousands of different products that you could sell. And it doesn't, it's pretty fast to start this, because you don't need to like, make the product from scratch or like start like designing the product or anything like that. So it's kind of, you know, you obviously need to like build your Shopify store, but that is like really quickly too. And Shopify is super user friendly. So it's great for beginners. So those are like the five ones that I would personally pick. If you need more help, like if you don't have any experience in any of these, message me on my Instagram or comment to my TikTok videos, and I can make more in-depth videos on like just to help you, like which would be a better fit for you. And if you want to hear more information on any of these business models. But yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I honestly miss recording podcasts. Like I literally love talking, as you can probably hear. Like I love talking to camera, I love talking to microphone. So I'm excited to get back on track, and I have so many incredible episode ideas that I want to record within the next few weeks. Coming to February. Actually, February is gonna be next week, I think. Next week, yeah. So super excited, and I'm also gonna go back to US soon, which I'm super excited about. But thank you for listening, thank you for tuning in, and if you are a new listener, welcome to my podcast, and thank you for listening to this. And also, if you haven't done this yet, if you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I would appreciate if you can leave a review for the podcast, because it helps this podcast discover new people, and you know, it helps me reach new people, essentially, and you know, educate more people about e-commerce and online business. So that would mean a ton for me. And you can also write a written review. I'm not sure if I have written reviews yet. Like I have the star ones, but I'm not sure if anyone like wrote actual reviews. So that would make me incredibly happy if someone, you can like write something. I would love to see those. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you so much for listening all the way here. And I wish you an incredible weekend. Now it's Thursday. Have an amazing weekend and rest of your week. I hope there's incredible things coming your way. And I'm gonna see you on the next episode. Bye.